Hello and welcome to another episode of Love, Life and Energy. Today I'm going to be talking about some concept called the gap and the gain and how women tend to live in this gap as we see the potential for men in our lives and we want things to be better for them and we are natural cheerleaders, but how do we stop that from ruining relationships and being nagging or pushing people too much or pushing them away? You're going to love this. Stay tuned. Hey, my name is Michelle Chung and I'm a live manifestation expert, which means I help women manifest their soulmate live in person, offline, and I help career-driven A-type alpha women find their man so they can have the amazing, committed and effortless relationship they deserve. If you're a high-achieving woman who's career-focused and you're driven by success, you have a great life and you're looking for the one last thing that's going to make your life even better, go to check out this episode because I'm going to talk about this concept called the gap and the gain and how women are, when naturally cheerleaders, we naturally want the best for others. I suppose it's like a biological thing. It's an ingrained mechanism and it supports, you know, motherhood and creating life and looking after our offspring and our partner and protecting the people who are around us. Well, not protecting the people, but I guess like, having people around us grow. And I think it's part of our special powers that we have as women and how to utilize that, but not have it push people away. I know this is something relevant for me, so I'm sharing this. Hopefully it's going to be something relevant for you. And I guess as we grew in our independence and we started gaining success in the workforce, we were earning money and, you know, sometimes we earn more than our partners. This gender stereotype of, you know, the man earning the bread and the woman's at home, this is all outdated now, right? And relationships and the balance in the relationships between your man and woman in heterosexual relationships or, you know, one masculine partner and one feminine partner, it you know, it starts to change and we start to need to look for, you know, what is going to work for us now? How can we still achieve this balance and have it work for us? And I was talking to my best friend, Katrina. Hey, Katrina, hope you're listening. And she was saying that most of her women friends felt better, you know, better off without a man. And that, you know, women these days, we don't need a partner for financial support anymore. And I couldn't agree more. And that the men she knew were preferred to be in a relationship. And it has been statistically shown that men live longer in a marriage, but women live longer outside of a marriage. So it's an interesting, I guess, you know, difference that men, you know, want to be in their partnership. And they've been getting the benefits of a partnership and that women have not been doing so well in that same partnership. So how can we make that a win-win situation, right? Well, women are natural cheerleaders and nurturers. And if you ask a high-value man what they'd want, and they don't want a rich, successful woman who's, you know, beautiful and glamorous and, you know, that's a fantasy for most. They most generally want a woman who will nurture and be caring and kind and also all these very feminine qualities, right? And, you know, that this is the quality that men actually want in their partners and that is what actually gravitates them towards us. And choosing somebody who will cheer them on, who will support them emotionally and psychologically. And it's also one of my favorite chapters in the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich book, The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, is that when a, you know, physical intimate love, well, not a physical love, a sexual love, transcends in a relationship after you've been with your partner for a while, the sex does change. The intimacy and love and sensuality, it does change in a relationship. And it's just something that happens as, your relationship develops. And that, you know, having that love and support of your wife in this book helps the man transcend to his greatest potential and channel his sexual energy into his work, into his potential, and things like that. So it's like, okay, what happens to the woman? She's giving, you know, all this great stuff, and what is she getting? You know, and in the past, she was getting the financial security, right? So that was used to be the balance. But so now, you know, we still have that ingrained in us for us to support our partners and to, you know, help them develop their potential and develop their mindset and and grow. So how can women regain a balance and get, you know, what we deserve in our new types of relationships? So I guess what I start to say now that is, you know, the man that you choose, is, you have to take responsibility for your choices. You have to take absolute responsibility for your choices. So if you choose a partner and have kids with somebody and he turns out to be different, of course, this is a learning experience, but, you know, your choice in your partner is your responsibility. And so what you want to do is you want to choose the right man who you can respect, because unconditional respect is a very, you know, powerful concept. It was in a book that, you know, Raph introduced to our relationship, Love and Respect, and that men need unconditional respect and women need unconditional love. So it's not true that men only want unconditional love. So you need to choose the right man who you can respect unconditionally and also nurture and support him as well. He has to be somebody that you can do that for him. If you look at your potential partner, maybe you go on a date with a guy and you look at him and you go, oh, I'm not sure I respect his decision-making, or I respect his values, or I respect what he's up to in life, or even where he's at in life. Maybe his job isn't what you're looking for. Then look at that as, you know, that needs to factor into your choice. Yes, he may change in future, and yes, he may change with your support and love and nurturing, but he may not, and you have to be okay with that too. So we often look at the potential of our future partners and go, oh, he has the potential to do these really great things, and if I'm with him and I push him to do that, then maybe he'll get there. Yes and no. Yes, that's possible that you can do that. And are you willing to bet and put all your eggs in one basket into him, that he's going to do that and not be someone who's going to nag him and push him to do that, because he may not want to, right? So this is a really interesting concept, and you know, you have to take a look at that as well when you make your choice in your partner, and, you know, doing these ahead of time in your manifestation and, you know, creating in your mind what kind of partner you want to have, someone who you can respect and someone who is aligned to your life journey and your life path and has a purpose that you're aligned with. These are really powerful things to put in your manifestation before you meet, instead of meeting a guy and going, oh, does he measure up to what I'm thinking, right? That's a lot harder when you go on dates and dating and use the apps to try to find somebody, right? So it's a good idea to put these all into your manifestation ahead of time, so that when your soulmate comes, he's actually the right description and the right, like completely aligned to where you're at as well. And so this concept is something I wanted to talk about today in today's episode. It's an amazing concept that the authors Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, they talk about in their book, The Gap and the Gain. And this book made such a huge impact on me because I'm also a high achieving woman driven to success. And I guess I, you know, attract these kind of women as well. And you know, this concept also made me understand why sometimes I'm not happy with my past relationships, especially, and my past, experiences, that, you know, even if I've achieved my goals, that still it, you know, it didn't make me happy or fulfilled, that I was too attached that it had to be success in a certain way. And that relates to, I guess, relationships as well. So this concept of the gap and the gain helps us to focus on the achievements we've made already and to celebrate them as huge wins and how much they've impacted and changed us. And that's always what they talk about when they say, you know, stay present, get present. And, you know, but this concept takes it a little bit further where they say, instead of just being present, look at your past and use that to help you feel present. Hopefully that makes sense. So sometimes when we constantly live in the gap, that say, you know, you're alone or you're missing a soulmate, you're lonely. The last relationship, I'm still ruminating about, I'm still lamenting and grieving about it. You know, it should have gone that way. I wish I'd done that. So all those things is kind of looking at the gap and wanting that unrealistic ideal that you'll never achieve. And then you start to become depressed because, yeah, this is unattainable. This is something we can never reach or something we can never fix. So instead, the idea is to celebrate our gains, those past victories, even though they might not seem like victories in the past and might have been painful relationships. But what have we achieved there and what have we learned from those past relationships? We always learn something. You always get what you want or you get the lesson. This is what my business mentor says. And, you know, what good stuff can we take away as the lessons and examples and use them for the next relationship? And, you know, basically, what do men want? They just want us to be happy and to enjoy being with them and feel like that they're doing a great job and that they feel appreciated for the things that they've done for us. And because now we don't need them financially, then they still want to be of use to us, right? And so now what is that new use? It's to be someone who will grow with you and to fulfill your potential together. And I think that's a really important shift in looking at relationships and especially with your soulmate, that it's not just a relationship of convenience, of killing time together, of like spending your Saturday nights with, at least you have someone to spend time with. I don't think that's a very, that's probably a more dependent way of looking at relationships. And honestly, those kind of relationships are easy to get. They're not easy to maintain, I believe. But the, you know, everyone's looking for someone so they won't be lonely. But the key now is to look for somebody or to attract somebody into your life who wants to grow with you and wants to, you know, be together with you having those experiences. And it's, like I say, it's kind of like a soulmate pact that you made before you came into this life. And using manifestation as a way to locate him and make him come to you instead of you going and chasing. And, you know, you don't have to do this dating thing, actually. The solutions are right here in front of us. And it's knowing how to use those solutions of manifestation. So anyway, hopefully this episode brought you some value and you're understanding a little bit about the gap and the gain and always to focus on the gains. Oh, excuse me. And so if you'd like to DM me or listen to more of my information and training, please check out the links below. And I look forward to chatting with you in another episode. Have a great day. See you later.